Welcome to the...
Hello, Dad.
Hello. We made it.
Yes, very good. Great job. Great being persistent. I know it's a challenge, but thank you so much. This is such a great topic, so I'm very excited to talk to you about it, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, so you sound good. There's a little humming in the background, so I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, it's quiet here.
Oh, perfect. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to mute your mic. I'm going to finish my prep, and then we'll go live in a couple minutes, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Thanks, sir.
Welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show, the podcast that brings you the most inspiring and thought-provoking conversations each and every week. I'm your host, Hollis Chapin, and I am thrilled to have you join us on this exhilarating journey. On this show, we delve into the minds of visionaries, change makers, and trailblazers from all walks of life, from authors, entrepreneurs to athletes, artists, activists, and even astronauts. We leave no stone unturned in our quest to inspire and empower our listeners. Our guests are not just your average run-of-the-mill celebrities. They're individuals who have overcome the odds, shattered barriers, and achieved phenomenal success. They share their secrets, successes, and even their failures, so you can learn from their journeys and apply their wisdom to your own life. Whether we're diving into personal development, authors, new novels, entrepreneurship, mental health, social justice, or the latest scientific breakthroughs, our discussions are always thought-provoking, challenging conventional wisdom, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But it's not just the guests that make this show special, it's you, the listeners. Your engagement, questions, and comments fuel every episode. We live for the aha moments, the goosebumps, and the inspiring breakthroughs that happen when we come together as a community. So grab your headphones, get ready for a mind-expanding experience, because on the Hollis Chapin Show, we believe that everyone has a story worth telling and a dream worth pursuing. Our mission is to inspire you to take that first step towards your own greatness. Mark your calendar, set your alarm, because every Tuesday and Friday a new episode drops, ready to empower, educate, and entertain you. Join us on this magnificent adventure, and together, let's unlock our limitless potential. Welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show.
Hello, and welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show. I am Hollis. Hey, happy Tuesday to y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed the nice eclipse yesterday. Us out in Tempe, Arizona, we didn't get to see it, but we have some nice, beautiful photos from all around the country. So that was cool that way. Okay. A great guest is here. He's waiting in the wings, and he's going to talk about his new book. You know, I guess has 40 years of leadership and mentoring experience. He had a journey that has truly inspired him. His journey is one that has shaped what has been. referred to as his calling. His calling has been a mentor to that very kind of hush-hush disease, I guess I call it, mental health. You know, especially as you get to adulthood, and back in the day, people didn't really talk about mental health. People didn't talk about it. They were too embarrassed to talk about it. Oh, dad or sister or someone have mental health issues. Well, as we see over the past few years, mental health is a big issue. Big, big, big important issue. And our guest is here to talk about it, talk about why he feels that his calling is helping in mental health. Let's welcome to the show our special guest, Mr. Doug Lawrence.
Hello.
Hi, Doug. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
Good, good. Hey, thank you. You know, 40 years in the business of leadership and mentoring. You know, that's a lot of years. I'm sure you see a lot of stories. So let's tell us a little bit more about yourself and tell us more about your new book.
Well, I'm retired Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer, having served for 25 years. And as a result of that, I ended up with PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder, and had to, for the most part, deal with it on my own, because back then there was no support structure in place for helping people who were struggling with their healing journey, especially when it came to PTSD. And in my particular case, my story has evolved to now also include dealing with grief. So I ended up, as a result of some prompting, from can you still hear me okay?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Yep. As a result of some prompting from some of my colleagues, and that they suggested or actually asked me if I would, because of the work I was doing, if I would actually write a book. And of course, at that particular stage, I had only written one, and I had thought, one, and I gave most of the copies away and stuff like that. And so long story short, I wrote my second book, which is You Are Not Alone. And that's that deals with mentoring and mental health, and how mentoring can be part of the support structure for mental health.
That's outstanding. And the title of your book is outstanding too. You Are Not Alone. And like I was mentioning earlier, most people, especially adults, they kind of shy away from sitting there saying, I think it's got a mental health issue. I think something's wrong mentally wise, and then when something bad happens, when somebody goes and takes another life, first thing they say, oh, mental health. You know, it was like, geez, why can't we try to get help before that happens? Over your years, what have you seen as the main cause? I know yours is PTSD. A lot of people done things maybe from childhood. Let's give us some samples of what you've seen over the years when it comes to mental health.
Well, it can be a combination of almost anything. I know mental health really hit my family really hard, because my grandfather, God bless him, ended up taking his own life because of issues with mental health. And back then, as you have already mentioned, people didn't want to talk about it. It just wasn't something that could be talked about. In fact, in his particular case, because he had taken his own life, they wouldn't allow him to be buried in the local cemetery. He had to be buried in one that was 18 or 20 miles away. So that's kind of the mindset that we're dealing with. And I didn't want to see that continue. And of course, when we talk about, what's the impact on the rest of the family members, as coping mechanisms, my father and his brother both ended up turning to alcohol as a way for them to be able to deal with it. And, when you think about it, that can just continue to go on and on and on and on. In fact, I had to work really hard to make sure that I didn't follow that same journey.
Mentoring, Very important. So what did you decide back in the day to say, I'm going to be a mentor this? You've seen a lot. You've gone through a lot. Now you felt strong enough yourself and said, hey, I could help others. So what did that light turn on in your head and said, okay, I can be a very successful mentor. I can help a lot of people out.
It kind of evolved over time, but I was in a leadership position, and I was also at the time, I was job coaching university or college students to help them get a job. So we're going through the resume writing, cover letter, all those different steps and stuff like that. And eventually got to a point where they would get hired and they'd be working in the workplace and something would come up that they weren't sure how to deal with. So they would contact me and say, gee, Doug, you know, just yesterday this happened in the workplace and I don't know how to go about dealing with it. And so I would ask them a series of questions, kind of guiding them to where the answers were. And as a result of that, and doing that, you know, numerous times over and over again, a few of them said, you know, we've been referring you to some of our friends and that, but, you know, you need to do this for a living. We can't afford to pay you for your services, but I think somebody could. Right. It was all around that. So I went, I need to do some exploring. So I did some market research and I found that there was a place for mentoring in most organizations. And on top of that, there was also a need for mentor certification. So I did some market research and I ended up working with an organization in the United States where we work together to provide mentor certification based on knowledge. So you took some classes that we provided, you then wrote an online exam. If you passed, you became a certified mentor. And if you didn't pass, then, you know, you had a number of choices to take a look at. But so it's for me, that whole mentor certification, that was one of my goals or objectives or dreams, or one of my callings was to be able to provide that mentor certification. And what's happened since then is that I have gone and we've migrated from a knowledge-based certification to now one that's competence-based. So it's basically taking your body of knowledge and knowing how to apply that body of knowledge in a practical sense. So in an actual business context.
You know, again, the business is going well, you're getting up there, you're certified, doing some great things. Now kind of share with us the impact of mentorship and promoting mental well-being. But then the pandemic happened. Oof, did you see an influx of business there? Because I know myself, it was tough being isolated all the time. It was tough. But luckily what kept me strong was doing the show. You know, I had 3 or 4 guests a week. So I was like, okay, that keeps me going. That excites me. That doesn't make me feel too isolated. 2000, yeah, think about the pandemic. Was there an influx of business for yourself? Did you get overwhelmed? What did you see then of the isolation?
You know, me personally, the only thing it did was that's downplaying it, I guess, but you know, what it did to me was that I just kept on doing what I was doing. And the big thing I think was the aspect of people were, we ended up our whole, the whole world as a whole switched from face-to-face contact to virtual contact. So, and I had been mentoring a number of people outside of where I live. So I was working with people that were part of Sir Richard Branson's entrepreneur program in the Caribbean. Mm. I was working with American corporate partners in the United States, helping service personnel transition from military life to civilian life. So I was able to still continue on. A large part of that was stuff that I was doing pro bono. So I wasn't charging for it. I was doing it because I felt there was a need. And as you know, we've talked about a bit already, that was just part of my calling, was that a higher power had sort of said, you need to continue to do this because, you know, you're bringing value and you're helping people who are struggling. And unbeknownst to me, my level of, how would I call it? My level of mental health stability was going to take and get rocked really hard, because I would end up losing my wife to cancer. And then I had to, on top of post-traumatic stress and all that other stuff that I was dealing with and helping other people, I now had to look inside of myself and say, okay, now what are we going to do in order to be able to deal with the loss of a loved one, of your partner for life? What are we going to be able to do to be able to deal with that? And probably end up taking on some additional people with additional trauma and stuff that they're dealing with. And so for me, I think that, you know, when I look at the COVID and the pandemic and all that sort of stuff, that was, and a blessing in disguise is probably not the right terminology, but what it did was it made me more aware of what I needed to be able to do to help people. And that, you know, that I needed to be able to, as you mentioned as well, was we had the issue of the isolation. So being, you know, housebound and all that sort of stuff, that didn't have as much of an impact on me as I thought it would, largely because of what it is that I do and how I do it.
Outstanding. First, I want to say sorry for your loss. I know a loved one, a loss is traumatic, but thank you for doing what you're doing and sharing your strength with us, because we need you so badly out there. With all the crazy things going on in our world, we need the Doug Lawrences all over. So thank you so much. Before we continue, please tell us, where do we go after this show to get your wonderful book? And then I want you to kind of paint a picture of your title and your cover of your book. That's going to give our listeners a visual of your book cover.
So they can get the book through Amazon. So www.amazon.com or .ca. It's available primarily there. It's been recognized as an Amazon number one bestseller in the UK and in North America. And it's also the recipient of the Global Book Award bronze medal. And none of this was stuff that I had pursued or had even thought that it was, you know, I want to write a book to sort of tell my story, and I want to get it out there. And if it helps one or two people, great. And if, you know, people just pick up a copy of it and read it and go, yeah, that was a good read, that's all fine and dandy for me. So it is available on Amazon. And to sort of give you a visual of what the book is all about, the book basically, the title is You Are Not Alone, and the subtitle is Mental Health Mentors Take the Journey With You. And what the graphic on the cover of the book is of a person walking on a pathway that's about to take a fork in that pathway. And when you look behind the person that's walking, you see the shadow of a couple people. And the idea behind all of this is that when you're, even though they're just shadows, you are still not alone, and that you have, you know, obviously some decisions to make as you progress further on the pathway as to which way you want to go. And kind of my thought process behind this was, I can choose to go one way and make sure that I'm not going to be alone, that I'm going to reach out and ask for help, or I can choose to go the other way. And it's a little on the darker side. And actually, when you look at the picture of the pathway, half of it is kind of the darker color, and then the other half of it is a little bit lighter, I'll say stone, crushed gravel type sort of stuff where it is a lot lighter in color.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. Okay, in your book, you emphasize the importance of vulnerability and open communication and building meaningful relationships, and suggest help for mental health. You know, that's the hardest part for us, is to open up and admit that. Do you find it now that we're having more resources and it's getting a little easier to speak up and say, you know, I'm looking for Doug, he can help me. I'm looking for so-and-so, he can help me. You think it's getting easier over time now than it was when you first started?
You know, one of the things that, you know, if your listeners take away anything at all from our conversation, and I know they will, but the big thing for me is that when you tell your story, it becomes therapeutic. And so when you feel comfortable enough to be able to share your story with, you know, all your listeners, or even like for me, when I'm working with somebody, I'll share my story to, you know, obviously to help build the relationship, but more importantly, because for me, what it is it's become very, very therapeutic. I actually was doing a bit of writing this morning, and that particular topic came up in the writing that I was doing, where, you know, I was kind of stretching, trying to figure out, okay, which path am I going to go? Which direction am I going to go? And I just opened my mind up and let my mind take over, because when I do that, I find that it has become extremely therapeutic for me. To be able to share my story. And so I encourage people, even though, you know, the stigmatism is there, yeah, that, you know, if you start talking about mental health and all that, you must be crazy. Yeah. And I can honestly tell you, I'm not crazy. And it has worked wonders for me to be able to share my story with whoever wants to listen.
You know, what I think is really important is having an opportunity to, like you said, speak online. Because I know this one lady who's, you know, she's a recovering drug addict, but she doesn't go to class and she doesn't go to meetings because she still had that stigma. She still has that judgment about her, stuff like that. I think this is the same thing. Like you said, it's so important to kind of share your story. It's so important to sit there and say, she may be able, by sharing her story, stop somebody going through the same thing that she went through, because she's lost her family, her kids don't talk to her, she's divorced and stuff like that, so she feels so bad. But like I told her, hey, you're doing great though now. Your story should be heard because you're doing so well now. She works full time, she's got her own place to live, she's doing wonderful things, but mentally, she just can't go to the class and speak about it. And so let it out. So, you know, like we're saying, please don't let judgment stop you. Don't let the stigma stop you, because it's important to let it out. You may help somebody else, right?
Well, you know, that, and that's the key to, you know, this whole thing. Being able to share your story also helps. I know in the mentoring space, one of the biggest challenges that we find in mentoring is we need to be able to be able to listen and hear what the other person wants to say. But more importantly, what we need to be able to do is to build that trusted relationship. And what I teach people when it comes to mentoring is that you may have to, at some time point, share something very personal that you're dealing with, or something about your life that is very personal. You may have to share that in order to start to build that trusting relationship with the person that you're mentoring, or if you're dealing with them through, you know, with mental health issues and that. But it's all about trust. And if I can open up and share how, you know, what I'm experiencing, what I'm feeling, and some of the things that I've done that have helped me along my way, if I can open up and share that, that's going to help me heal a lot better. But more importantly, what it's going to do is it's going to help us foster or build, enhance our working relationship, our trusted relationship.
Outstanding. You know, I'm going back over to your website. It's a beautiful done website. And your journey has been very rewarding for you. Today offers one-on-one mentorship, group mentoring, beautiful, executive management and leadership mentoring, outstanding organization and assessments to determine mental readiness. That's very important there, right there. Mental training, or mentor training, excuse me, virtual and in person. You know, so that's a great little way you can split things up, not lose anybody, because you can offer them one-on-one, in person, or virtual. That's so good. That really is. Because again, like you said, some people, like you were sharing, some people just don't feel comfortable yet. But they need to be able to speak to someone, right? They need to be able to sit there and let it out. And they can slowly let out that, yeah, I wasn't at a good place back then, but I'm getting better. And boy, I tell you what, I bet you when you go home sometimes, you hear them sit there and say, I'm getting better because of you. There have been some nights where you sit there and say, all right, I am doing the right thing, right? Have you done that? Have you felt that way at times?
Come on,
pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, I know that's not something I'm good at doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, if there was only one person that listened to our show today, if there was only one person, that's one more person that didn't listen or hear my story yesterday. And so that's important for me. That's to be able to make a difference in someone else's life and share my lived experience with them so that they too can continue on their healing journey and do so in comfort, then I've done something good.
Beautiful. Yeah, I mean, it's so needed. I mean, you hate to see, you know, somebody go out there and hurt some other people, and all of a sudden they say, well, he had a mental, or he had a mental situation. You know, it's we can't get cold as a society accepting that. You know, somebody goes in with a gun and starts shooting people. Oh, we find out he had a mental situation. Okay, what's the sign before that? What do we do before that comes? Because, you know, these shootings and this people hurting people, that's enough of that. You know, I'm just tired of seeing that. We got to be able to sit there and say, okay, you need to go see someone. You need to be able to talk to someone and just, you know, talk that way, right? Aren't you, when you see it on the news, like, oh, he had a mental issue, you sit there and say, I wish I could have talked to him, right?
Well, because where I would go with the conversation is I would want to try to see if we could determine the root cause.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, because it's easy to just, well, you know, we talked earlier about the stigmatism of mental health. It's easier to label people in a fashion that takes the pressure off us to have to do anything about it.
Yeah. Yeah, special guest today is Doug Lawrence. His new book, You Are Not Alone. And that's a very powerful title, because a lot of things, you know, with AA and all that, you're not alone. Okay, so you got to get rid of over that situation. Like, you go home, you be in your apartment, you can't call anybody. No, you can call Doug. You can get a hold of Doug. He will walk you through it. Okay, so it's very important, that one. Hey, Doug, as we get to the wrapping up our discussion, what kind of final thoughts or insights would you like to share with us, our listeners, about transformative power of mentorship and promoting mental health? So why is mentorship, so important for the mental health, in closing?
So first off, mentoring is extremely important no matter what. So mentoring is a two-way trusted relationship where both the mentor and the mentee are going to learn and grow on a personal and professional level together. And I've worked with so many different people over the course of my years where that definition has stood out right at the forefront, the aspect of, you know, growing together. So who the people I'm mentoring, I'm every time I get together with them, as I tell people, when I walk away at the end of that session, I take something with me. And so, you know, it's important that we have organizations. It's important that we have people who will embrace the power, the gift of mentoring and do so. The other part is that because there is this huge gap between providing the support that's needed for mental health and where we are today, there is a very much a need for more mentors to be involved in the mental health space, to be able to listen and hear, and to be able to, you know, help that person to have a, to hold place for that person as they go on their healing journey. It's not for you to tell them what to do. It's not for you to do anything other than listen and hear and just be supportive as much as you possibly can. And if you can do that, you're going to make a huge, huge difference in so many different lives, because I can't do it all by myself.
Hmm. Outstanding. Hey, before we let you go, Doug, please tell us again, where do we go after the show to buy your book? And talk to us, tell us too about your business and your website. Those beautiful, done websites, before we go.
Okay, thank you. So the book is available, as I mentioned earlier, it is available on Amazon.com, so www.amazon.com or .ca, whichever one you're most comfortable in using. And as far as reaching out to me, you can reach out to me through LinkedIn. So I'm fairly active on LinkedIn. So just do a search on Doug Lawrence and it should hopefully pop up, and you can direct message me through the LinkedIn app if that's the path you want to take. You can check out my website at www.talentc, so the word talent with a letter C on the end, .ca, and there's a contact me page there. But I encourage you to go through and just take a look at the website, because there is some very some good material that's there. And then the other part is I'm a little different than a lot of people in that I also open the door to my email and say, if you want to contact me directly, you can do so through Doug.Lawrence, LAWRENCE, at TalentC, so the word talent with the letter C on the end, .ca, and I will get back to you as quickly as I possibly can. And whether it be that you're dealing with mental health issues or whether you just want to talk, I'm here for you at any time.
Doug, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today. Insights, importance of mentoring in this very, very serious topic of mental health. We've got to bring it to the forefront. We've got to get it out of our house. We've got to get it out of our apartment and get these people some help. And now they can talk, they can help others. Doug, thank you so much. You have a great week and we'll talk to you real soon, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Very important conversation. You know, you got to follow up. You got to do that. Well, as we know, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot in our family. Maybe people are just too shy and too embarrassed to sit there and say something about that. But, you know, contact Doug. See what the next step is. See how we can help them. Because we don't want to sit there and say, oh, he's got mental health problems, when he went out and hurt somebody. It's too late then. Let's see if we can help them before it gets to that point, before they sit there and commit suicide, before something bad happens. You know, and our society today, because of the internet and doing things virtual, we can talk, if you're still a little shy, virtually. You know, you can talk to Doug virtually. And that's, you know, as you know, years ago, that wasn't possible. So a lot of people stayed home. They didn't talk about it. They kept it a secret. The judgment, the stigma was too bad. They didn't want to do anything. But after a while, they snapped. Suicide, hurting somebody else. We got to cut that down. We really do. Hey, thanks for joining us today. And it's a very, very important topic. Make sure you follow up with Doug, Doug Lawrence. Make sure you're making you successful what matters to him and his business. Have the conversation, okay? Come on back on Thursday. We have a wonderful guest here, Barbara, on Thursday. So enjoy your rest of your week. See you Thursday on the Hollis Chapman Show. We appreciate that. Thank you everyone for listening. Make sure you follow up with Doug. Check out his stuff. Check out his books. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thanks, Doug, for great content today. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you real soon. And as always, I'll see you next time.